Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Supreme Industries Q4 FY 2025 and full year 2024-25 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aashim Bharde from DAM Capital Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good evening to everyone who has dialed in. We have with us the leadership team of Supreme Industries who will take us to the quarter four and FY 25 performance, and post which we'll open the forum for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Taparia.
Thank you very much, Mr. Aashim. I'm M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. I, along with my colleague, Shri P.C. Somani, Chief Finance Officer, and Shri R.J. Saboo, Vice President, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary, welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the audited stand-alone and consolidated financial results for the quarter and year-end 31st March 2025. The stand-alone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I will give a brief on company product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 674,510 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 10,295 crore during the year-end review against sale of 639,701 tons and net product turnover of rupees 10,022 crore in the previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 5% and 3% respectively. The consolidated operating profit and profit after tax during the year-end review amounted to rupees 1,552 crore and rupees 961 crore as compared to rupees 1,654 crore and rupees 1,070 crore for the previous year, resulting decrease of 6% and 10% respectively. The business scenario of all the product segment of the company for the year ended 31st March 2025 as compared to the previous year has been as under. Plastic piping system business grew by 6% in volume and 2% in value term. Packaging product segment grew 10% in volume and 13% in value term. Industrial product segment business decreased by 1% in volume and remained at flat level in value term. Consumer product segment business decreased by 3% in volume and grew 1% in value term. The overall turnover of value-added products increased to rupees 4,060 crore as compared to rupees 3,748 crore in the previous year, achieving value growth of 8%. The company plans to spend about rupees 1,100 crore toward CapEx during FY 26, including carry-forward commitment of preceding year and acquisition of building and infrastructure business of Wavin in India. The CapEx plan also includes setting up plant at Kanpur, Bihar for PVC profile and window, facility for PP silent piping SWR system at Gurgaon, and increasing capacity for OPVC, CPVC pipe, and induction molded fitting at various locations. CapEx also includes addition of new product SKUs and balancing equipment in respective product division. Entire CapEx shall be funded from internal accrual. This year concluded a normal business in all the segments for the company except plastic piping system business. Principally, due to much lower spending by central and state government on infrastructure compared to year FY24, unseasonal rainfall in several parts of the country, and extreme volatile situation of PVC resin prices, principal raw material price, raw material used by the company. The prices of PVC has changed 14 times since July 24 and severely impacted the plastic piping industry. We are domestic economy-oriented company. IMD forecast for this year is to have above normal rainfall. This will boost crop production and contain inflation. The reports coming about Rabi crop harvesting is quite encouraging. Our country economy is well poised to have high growth in the current year in spite of uncertain global situation. The current global trend for crude price is to remain range-bound at $65 to $70 barrel level. This will help the dollar-rupee exchange rate remaining range-bound without steep depreciation of the rupee. In the current economic situation, polymer prices, which is our principal raw material, will also remain close to the current price level. Thus, the product made by the company will remain quite affordable. The company also expects better volume growth in export market for its product portfolio, given the tariff issues affecting other countries severely. The overall demand forecast for agriculture and housing sector is encouraging. The central government has announced threefold increase in capital allocation in the budget for the year 2026 FY compared to money spent in the year FY25 for augmenting drinking water supply. Country has witnessed degrowth of around 6% in volume in plastic piping system, and the company achieved a growth of about 6% in volume during the year under review. In this business, the current year augurs well for the company on its business performance compared to the previous year. The company has 45 plastic piping systems in the division and plans to add 5 more systems in the current year related to various applications substituting conventional material. The company continues to expand its product portfolio with additional SKUs and systems for various applications as required by our country's growing economy. To meet the growth in demand for piping products, the company initiated a step not only to do brownfield expansion at existing manufacturing site, but also exploring inorganic growth opportunities. The company has signed Memorandum of Understanding with Orbia Advanced Corporation, a global leader in plastic pipe and fitting. As per the agreement, company will acquire Orbia Wavin's pipes and fitting business in India and will have exclusive access to Orbia Wavin's leading piping technology for India and South countries. The acquisition of Wavin would inter area result in increasing the capacity of piping division by 73,000 tons per annum, being operated from 3 manufacturing sites situated in Banmore in Madhya Pradesh, Hyderabad, Telangana, and Nemrana in Rajasthan. The acquisition will facilitate catering to district areas of North and South India economically and efficiently. With all the capex incurred during the year under review, total installed capacity of plastic piping system business has reached to about 870,000 tons per annum as on 31st March 2025, as against installed capacity of 740,000 tons per annum as on 31st March 2024 and likely reach likely reach 1 million ton by end of FY2026. The company putting up PVC profile manufacturing with 5,000 ton annual capacity, a new acquired site at Kanpur Dehat, along with window making facility at the same site. All requisite equipment have been ordered and work at the site in full swing. The company expects to start selling standard of the shelf and customized windows from July 2025. In cross-laminated film division, demand is now shifting back to the company from look-alike product, reflecting growing recognition of the company's superior quality and reliability. With substantial production capacity and strong track record for timely delivery, the company is well positioned to meet the stringent requirement of government contract and expect continued business in this segment. All equipment required for the manufacture of cross plastic also has been installed and trial production is underway. The overall demand for plastic furniture is witnessing a stagnancy, which is affecting the growth of plastic furniture industry in the country. The company plans to focus on growth from its Almira range, as the penetration of this segment is still quite low and offers opportunity for growth. The company plans to launch 8 new models in the first quarter of 2025-2026, which may result in overall growth in volume during fiscal year during FY26. In industrial component division, automotive sector, commercial vehicles showed muted demand, where it was better in the passenger vehicle segment. Similarly, appliance sector, air conditioning and cooler segment witnessed good growth, though washing machine segment witnessed subdued demand. The focus of initiative of this division remained mainly to spread the sector and customer base for business growth and mitigate the dependency risk on few large customers, which is yielding positive result. The material handling division performance has been reasonably well in industrial customer segment. With its effort of reaching to new customers and constantly providing solutions with use of plastic pellets for warehousing and transit use, growth in injection and auto-molded pellets was good. The composite cylinder division experienced a challenging year with performance falling short of expectation. Business from company major customer, that is Indian Oil Corporation Limited, did not materialize to the expected level. Discussion for new common design are in advanced stage for the most popular 14.2 kilo standard size cylinder to be introduced by oil marketing companies as they explore incorporating composite cylinder into their product portfolio. The company obtained certification for high pressure cylinder for CNG application, making it the second company in India to offer type 4 high pressure cylinder. These efforts position the division for growth opportunity moving up the value chain. In performance film division, the company remained focused on performance-based product offering, emphasizing high barrier segment penetration. With a strong focus on end-user need, this division offers a customized product portfolio designed to meet demanding application requirements. The protective packaging division is putting its continued effort to remain in the business growth path. The focus of the division continues to develop customized solutions, keeping end requirement in mind. The division is also expanding its fabrication facility in terms of capacities and geographical spread to cater to the increasing opportunity for ready-to-use solution. Overall, all the division combined together, the number of distributors increased from 5,060 to 5,658 number end of 31st March 2025. The numbers of retail points for plastic piping system is also close to 200,000 numbers. This is a brief and overall summary for the quarter and year-ended review. Thank you for your patience. Now I and my colleagues, C. P. C. Somani and C. R. J. Sahu, are available to reply to various queries led by all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, couple of things to understand. So last time, the entire FY25, whatever we started the year in terms of the volume growth guidance has kept on reducing, and actually we even delivered even much lower than what we discussed in the third quarter in the January. So just now trying to understand how are now we looking at in terms of the revenue volume growth, and particularly the plastic pipe volume growth and the margin front for this year, FY26?
Overall, the value growth, we anticipate turnover to rise around 12,000 crore this year. And plastic piping system, we expect our business to grow 3 to 4% more than the country's growth. Last year was unusual that we grew 12% over the country growth. Country had a degrowth of 6% and we grew by 6%. But this year, we anticipate it will be a normal year, so country may grow by 7 to 8% in plastic piping system business, and our company expect to grow 3 to 4% over country's growth.
Okay, so roughly around 10 to 12% kind of plastic pipe growth. And the overall volume growth combining everything would be how much are we looking at?
Similar range.
Sorry?
In similar range for the company.
Okay, similar. Okay. Okay, okay. 10 to 12% range that we are looking at. And on the EBITDA margin front would be how much we are looking at for this year, FY26?
Between 14.5% to 15.5%.
Okay, got it. Now, this number, whatever we are saying, this also includes the Wavin number that we will be consolidating once the it will be over, maybe by Q1 or Q2. So that include this guidance number includes the Wavin number, or this is without the Wavin number?
We hope that Wavin will be in our position from July onward. So hoping that everything conclude by end of June, then we will have Wavin facility under our company for 9 months. And this include for 9 months Wavin capacity also.
Okay, okay. And then, sir, now how we are looking in terms of any update on the anti-dumping duty, and are we now seeing that the PVC prices are bottoming? Are we seeing any kind of improvement in terms of the channel level also? How the demand now are stepping up?
I can't forecast anything about anti-dumping duty. It is between DGTR and Ministry of Finance and the High Court and Supreme Court of the country. I can't tell anything. I don't know anything. But definitely, PVC prices have completely dropped too much. It become very uneconomical. And we believe that it come close to bottom, or it might have gone to bottom. May rise also after some time.
Okay, okay. Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rahul Agarwal from Ikigai Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Very good evening.
Good evening.
Sir, three questions, all on numbers. Firstly, starting with other expenses, I think seasonally this number has to be higher. The quarter saw about 347 crores, which is lower both QOQ and YOY. Which line item saw savings in cost, sir?
No, can you again repeat the question?
Somani, the other expenses at 347 crores for the quarter, they appear to be very low. Seasonally, this quarter should see higher other expenses. Any one-off accounting has happened in this quarter, sir?
No accounting. You see, other expenses, the major portion consists of freight and advertisement promotion.
We cut your advertisement expenses. Because the working for setback, so we cut out advertisement expenses. On plastic piping system, we controlled the advertisement expenses in last quarter.
Got it, sir. Got it. Second question, sir, on inventory loss. For the full year, sir, would you have a rough estimate how much was the inventory loss?
It cannot be less than 150 crores.
Okay, get it, sir. And lastly, the tax rate, it keeps on fluctuating every quarter. This quarter, it was 20%. Any one-off accounting there, sir?
No, nothing of specific that way. You see, in the quarter where the dividend income is there, the tax rate will be lower because the dividend is exempt income in hands of Supreme. So you have to look at the company as a whole year.
Right. So full year, sir, it is about 22.4. Any guidance could you provide effective tax rate for consolidated entity for Supreme Industries next year, fiscal 26?
Fiscal 26 is very difficult to predict that way, but nothing unusual. Whatever is, now you see, we are now getting the reversal of the deferred tax. Earlier we have created the deferred tax liabilities. To some extent it is helping because now the depreciation in the books and the fiscal income tax is getting reversed. So this year also is the right back of the deferred tax liability.
Okay, okay. Got it, sir. Got it. That's all from my side. I'll come back. I'll get back in the queue for more questions. All the best for the new year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we request you to restrict to 2 questions per participant. The next question comes from the line of Praveen Sahai from Prabhudas Liladhar Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my question is related to the SDP pipe and fitting, in which you had mentioned 8 of your plants are manufacturing right now, the SDP pipe and fitting. So if you can give some indication, how much is the revenue contribution from there and which are the major uses, applications you are currently working on?
In so many locations, we are supplying to the trade market, where we are secure that demand will be there definitely, because our pipe is one of the top quality pipe in the country, and this is a very weight intensive product, because the goods are sold in coil form, starting from small diameter 20 millimeter, 90 millimeter. So weight is a very big component, so that's why we put it more location. Volumes are small each of the location. Government department generally we cater from our Garigaon plant and Kharagpur plant and Malanpur plant, where the demand was low this year because the government buying was quite poor for the Nalsejal scheme, but got a big beating last year.
So any contribution on revenue, sir, if you can?
Trade demand was quite okay. Trade demand was no problem, but trade is a small market for us. Not a large market. It may be overall for the full year, maybe around 18,000 tons.
Oh, okay. Okay, fine, sir. The next question is related to the protective packaging, and where you had given a, you know, around some 12% of a volume growth with a 16% of a value growth and ambition to reach a 1,000-odd crore of a revenue. So how big currently that their revenue is? How much is the contribution in terms of volume in the entire packaging business?
No, volume contribution largely comes from piping. Otherwise, all are in the very, very...
In packaging only.
Yeah, it's part of packaging only. And mm-hmm. Look at the revenue numbers, it could be 850 crore plus. Current one.
Okay. So currently it's 850 odd crore and you wanted to take it to 1,000 odd crore revenue by next year in this protective packaging.
Yeah, you are right.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay, I have some more questions. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, as now we have, you know, first we want to understand more on the Wavin India acquisition side. What sort of, you know, volume you would be targeting in FY26 and 27? What sort of margin we should build in? What was the idea behind the acquisition? And more I want to understand the acquisition more from, you know, return ratio wise, Supreme deliver industry leading kind of, you know, return ratios of 25%. What kind of ratio, normalized ratio, maybe 2-3 years down the line this acquisition can deliver?
Too many points. What you want to ask, I have too many points you are asking. So be clear what you want to know from us. Please tell us.
Sir, I want to know more from the intent of, like, Woven India acquisition, what sort of growth the management have in their mind and what was the idea behind that?
Woven has got capacity of 73,000 metric tons. Normally, we use 70% capacity. So, with 73,000 tons, full year basis, we may sell 51,000 tons volume annually with the capacity whatever they have installed. Apart from the volume what we are going to use from their capacity, now we have got exclusive access for India and SAARC countries of all the technology which they have in Woven portfolio, and also the new technology whatever they develop also will be available to our company. And Woven is a great company in building infrastructure business. They have several technologies in their portfolio, and we are going to add some of them in our product profile as going forward.
Okay, got it. And what kind of EBITDA margin this Woven can do?
Currently, whatever EBITDA margin we are getting, the same will come because the present product portfolio is just like our company product portfolio.
Understood, got it. So by FY27, its margin would be in line with the Supreme margin.
Yeah, right.
We hear that, you know, Woven India have two plants are on lease. So what kind of lease is it? How big the lease is?
Lease is maybe around 50 million rupees annually.
How many years?
So it is 7 to 9 years.
Got it. Understood. I'll come back in. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Pujan Shah from Molecule Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question pertains to OPVC. So we have procured OPVC equipment line from a domestic equipment supplier. So just wanted to know the feedback and do we plan to or intend to grow with the domestic equipment supplier or the Spain technology player?
When we purchased the company, they had the plant from Moleco, the Spanish company, and we purchased many more lines from the same company which is supplied from Europe, and we are very closely associated with that company, and we have got further more lines, and more lines are going to come next year also, for this year also. Some line came last year, now more line will come this year. So we are buying the lines from the Spanish company.
So what I wanted to understand is that we have been planning for 9 lines coming 30 months due to supply crunch from the molecules technology. So just wanted to understand, did they have expanded the capacity so that we are getting the equipment ahead of the desired timeline?
And over a period up to 2028, so it is now 2025 only.
Didn't get you, sir.
All the line what we ordered were to come up to the year 2028.
Okay.
Now it is 2025.
2025. All the lines will be commissioned in 2025. Calendar year, right?
I said all the lines will be commissioned by 2028.
Okay, 2028.
My line will be coming and we will be installing and running them.
Okay, got it. And sir, understanding the Woven technology, so they also capability in the OPVC. So have any plans in terms of scaling and leveraging their technology and trying to intend into foray into market via Woven?
For larger diameter, we are entered into with molecule. We will stay with molecule.
Okay, so more or less we will be with the molecule type as of now.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. Okay. I will get back in the question.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Neha Talreja from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity, sir. Just two questions from my end. Firstly, going ahead with your capacity expansion, like you said that you're looking at a growth of about 11-12%, which includes, you know, outperforming industry. Just wanted to take a sense, why are we then adding capacity by 15-18%? Like, you know, each year we are seeing capacity expansion close to about 15-18%.
Thank you for that, CJ.
No, ma'am, you see, capacity expansion takes time. And then this year, the capacity expansion is increasing because of the Wavin acquisition. So the 73,000 tons will come automatically from the acquisition point of view. Otherwise, our brownfield expansions are not that heavy.
And apart from that, we are going to new line now, to window and door. And for that, we invested around 200 crore rupees.
She's talking plastic piping particularly.
Yeah. Oh, okay, plastic piping. Okay, okay. Now, we are investing money in all other segment also now.
Sir, I got that. So, in that case, we can assume that Wavin volumes sales will be over and above your capacity addition, I mean, in terms of whatever guidance you have given.
Now, in that guidance, Wavin capacity is included, no?
So you're saying volume growth of 11-12% with Wavin acquisition versus your capacity addition in FY25 itself is 18%. And again, you're planning around about 15% capacity addition in FY26.
I don't know what number you are mixing too many numbers.
No, no, the addition of capacity addition in 25-26 is inclusive of Wavin addition. So from 8.7, when we are taking close to 1 million, that includes 73,000 ton capacity of Wavin also in the current year.
Understood, right, sir? But that is close to about, you know, 30% plus if I put together both these years, and we are talking volume growth of 12-odd%. So that's what I was just trying to get the sense from.
We have burnt our fingers last year, no, ma'am. So let us
see. I don't think we have grown by 6. Last year we have grown by 6%. And this year we say we will grow 3-4% more than the country growth, and country may grow between 8-9%. So we may grow 12-13% further. So combined 2 years, the growth will be more than 20%.
Understood, sir. This was really helpful. So my second question was related to our margin guidance, where we have said 14-15%. On the contrary, we have also said that, you know, Wavin comes with certain losses at this point of time. Of course, you'll be converting into a profitable company equal to you, but that will happen gradually by FY27. Despite these scenarios, we are still aiming at 14-15% margin. So just wanted to take a sense from where are you expecting additional margin levers? What could be those levers?
We anticipate overall 14.5-15.5% overall of the company, not piping division alone. We have told you of the opening margin of the company, 12,000 crore turnover of the company around, and 14.5-15.5% operating margin. But that is for all the product portfolio, not only plastic pipe.
Understood, sir, but that was 14% this odd year and that was 15% last year. That means we are not expecting any decline in terms of margin despite Wavin.
Yeah, no question. Wavin will not damper our balance sheet. Okay,
the rental they are paying is only 5 crore rupees. After, it's not a big rental amount.
Okay, sir. Just lastly, if at all I may, with respect to Wavin itself, what kind of products Orbia and Wavin, will come into India, and how much margin accretive are those products versus our existing product profile of...
Classified information. We will not declare what are the new products we are going to add from the technology. This is classified.
Understood, sir. Got that. All the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Kumar Somya from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hey, sir, good evening. So my question is just that last quarter we had plans for 2 greenfield plants as well at Jammu and Bihar. So are these plants, are we postponing these plans or are we still increasing? Just that question. Thank you.
Yeah, for the timing we have deferred the execution.
Madhavan.
Patna and Jammu.
Now, we are still awaiting the industrial policy. They were to announce the industrial incentive policy for putting industry in Bihar. That announcement not come. We now are being advised that it may come close to election time. And Jammu, we are looking for a larger piece of land. So we go to a 10 acre land purchased from government privately. But we applied to government for 21 acre land. And we expect that the land from government may be allotted to us. So if we are able to get access to a larger piece of land, then we will like to put a plant at a larger area, not a smaller area. So we are waiting for both the places, policy taken by government of respective state. So for that we have to wait.
Got it, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Aditi from CD EquiSearch Private Limited. Please go ahead.
So my question is, like, despite the increase in affordability of piping products, why has volume not picked up?
Why volume has not picked up? Ma'am, because of the falling prices continuously for last 8 months, the market sentiments were very negative.
But they were last year, now this year the volume are going very well.
Yes, she asking for the last year.
24, 25. The price is falling now. It fell by 22 rupees a kilo between the second half July to March end. The price was dropping. So there was huge destocking taking place throughout the chain. Retailer, semi-wholesaler, wholesaler.
Hello.
Okay, sir.
Aditi, are you there?
Yeah.
Right. Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Solani from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Sir, this is Sonali. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have two questions. Firstly, could you quantify the inventory loss because of the PVC fall this quarter in Q4 and the full year FY25, please?
We can talk on the full year basis. We believe that the company might have lost 150 crore rupees in plastic piping division due to the fall in PVC prices, and there were fall in polythene pipe price also. So across the board, all the polymer prices have gone down. And we are using PVC, polyethylene, we are using CPVC, we are using PP for raw material. And there was reverse trend in each of the polymers. So combined effect, we believe that we might have lost 150 crore rupees in inventory loss.
Understood. So my second question is, any color you could shed on CPVC volume and value growth for either Q4 or full year FY25 as a whole?
CPVC business, we are at 21% volume growth.
This quarter or full year?
Full year.
Okay. That's good to know, sir. And lastly, Jal Jeevan, or drinking water mission, how much does it contribute to your top line overall from a full year perspective? I do remember you mentioned some 18,000 metric tons. Is that for Jal Jeevan that you mentioned?
18,000 in trade market. Jal Jeevan business had a very, very slow spending last year because most of it was supplying to Maharashtra government. And Maharashtra government had stopped placing any order. So we had a very small business in Jal Jeevan last year.
So to the overall sales, is it fair to assume it contributes less than 5%?
Yeah, less than 5%. Yes, very small business. We are not big player in infrastructure anyway. But whatever player we had a degrowth last year.
Understood. So, and just one last question. How is the uptick in agri and residential so far in this quarter?
This quarter just started.
No, no. So, I mean YTD. Sorry.
Last quarter.
What about you?
For previous year, you are talking about 24-25.
Yes, sir. That is right. In fact, Jan to March or Jan to April.
Jan to April, housing and
equity. Yes.
Already we had a growth in the quarter now. By small 2%, 1-2%.
Yeah. So in spite of infra not being there, we had a growth of 2% over the. So it means agri and infra, agri and housing were doing quite good.
Understood, sir. This is very helpful. Thank you and all the best to the team.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Navid Virani from Bastion Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. I have two, three questions regarding the recent acquisition that we are announcing for Wagen. Sir, firstly, can you help us understand what kind of white spaces in terms of technology or product are we being able to fill with this acquisition?
Okay. You see, Wagen India business is similar to business what we have. But their parent company is very large and they have the technological developments.
What question you want?
Wagen, how it will be helping us?
Well, we will be having access to the technology what they have developed now. There were many technology in their portfolio which we would like to develop in the Indian market.
Okay, and can you just give the sense on the kind of opportunity size these technologies put together will have? If you have any sense on that?
Not what you want now.
No, no.
Yeah, technology definitely will give us some new application. We'll be able to offer a better solution for many requirements in our country with Wagen technology.
Okay. Okay. And one more question is on, so now once we acquire Wagen, what will happen to the brand? Are we going to, is the brand going to get subsumed?
No, whatever product we will develop on the technology will be printing made with Wagen technology. Otherwise, goods will be sold with Supreme brand.
Okay. And sir, what will be the final cash outflow for the acquisition? If you can,
we need to pay them $30 million and plus their whatever working capital they have involved.
So what will be that figure totaling to?
What is one? What one? $30 million the day when we pay. What is the dollar rupee parity? Same, I have to pay.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you, Mandira.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rajat Setia from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my question is about the OPVC pipes. So we are also hearing that a lot of Chinese and Indian companies are entering. Wanted to ask you, are those companies successful in terms of launching their OPVC pipes?
We are not aware.
OPVC lines?
We are not aware. We are not aware.
Sir,
we are not aware any of the product machines are making goods which can meet our specifications. So we are sharing with our supplier.
Okay, we will only stick to Molecor, nobody else.
As on today,
that's
yes.
Okay. And, sir, in terms of, given, I mean, our channel check suggests that there are a couple of companies which are entering, but what we don't understand right now is that, is there any criteria as per the state government tenders and all that will restrict any subpar quality player, or anybody can just?
I don't know. How can I tell you about the government policy? We made a product which is very much to the specification what required by the very department. After we are offering them a solution which is either equal or better than DI pipe what they are using.
Sure, sir. And so finally, has the demand picked up again in the OPVC side or?
Yeah, we have a very small capacity.
Sorry?
As on today, we are a very small player, small capacity, and we are able to market by and large.
Okay.
We have a very small capacity today.
Yeah, sir, right. So overall demand, I mean, the industry level tenders and all, are they picking up?
I don't know. Our company, we are able to sell our goods.
Understood, sir. So, thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Utkarsh Nupani from BOB Capital Markets Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Yeah, hi, good evening, sir. So my first question is on your revenue growth guidance part. Sir, if we exclude the revenue contribution of Wavin acquisition, so in our sense, like it is currently generating close to around 650 crore annual revenue, then we are just targeting a revenue growth of only 8 to 10% for FY26. So wanted to know why we are expecting such a muted revenue growth despite steep increase in our organic annual capex run rate from 500 crore in FY24 to around 1000 to 1100 crore in FY25 and 26.
You see, our revenue for the year was 10,400 crore, which we are targeting to around 12,000 crore for the FY26. And so far, Wavin is concerned, their revenue for 24 was, or piping business I am talking, was close to 500 crore. And when we acquire Wavin, say in July, we'll have only 9 months at the most for operating period.
Okay.
So we cannot take the annual revenue what they used to have, because we will not be having full year this year.
Okay. And sir, how much Wavin generated revenue in FY25?
FY25, then they are running the business. Now. We are not, they do business on calendar year basis.
And that's why I'm saying, when I'm saying 24, that is December 24. Jan, December 24.
Okay. And sir, like for the industrial segment, can you provide the rationale why we are seeing a decline in our industrial sales volume for the past 3 consecutive quarters?
You see, in earlier years, there was a non-recurring business of electronic voting machine. Due to various elections in the states and the central, there was a large quantity or the volume was supplied for the electronic voting machine, which is missing in the current year, so the year which has gone by.
Okay. And sir, lastly, sir, can you please provide the non-pipe segment capacity breakup also for March 25 and how much we are expecting at the end of March 26? That is for industrial, consumer and packaging.
March 25, although we have given our presentation, but still for your sake of your, I'll give you the breakup of capacity. As on March 25, piping segment has a capacity of 872,000 metric ton. Industrial products, 91,000 metric ton. Packaging product, 101,000 metric ton. And consumer product, 27,000 metric ton. All put together, 1091,000.
And sir, how much we are expecting in March 26 for non-pipe segment?
By segment, you see, piping we are targeting 1 million ton. Other segments, profile may come with 5,000 tons. Other segments, very minimal capacity. So the major capacity will come in plastic piping only. And the window profile of 5,000 metric ton.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rudraksh Raheja from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. With regards to OPVC pipes, how is the demand for new tenders?
I repeat again, we are a very small player and whatever we are producing, we are selling.
Sure, sir. And sir, any idea how many states today accept OPVC in their tenders and are there more states that are adopting OPVC?
Yeah, we are registered, I think, more than 12 states already. And other states, because the capacity, we don't have much capacity, so we are going slow also. Because 12 states also are quite a large number for our capacity.
Understood, sir. And sir, anyway, how big is the opportunity?
This will be approved by all the states. Right? There's nothing great about it. All the states will like to buy OPVC pipe for small diameters, is much economical than DI pipe.
Yes, okay. And sir, regarding the opportunity size, do you see OPVC taking away 30-40% market share of DI pipes market?
Some small way, not. Gear is a big market now. Major market is a large diameter. OPVC is selling mostly up to 400 millimeter. GI pipe is used up to 1.2 meter, 800 millimeter. They are large size and a large volume. GI is a very different, size combination. Major share of GI is a large diameter.
Got it, sir. Got it. And sir, is there enough supply of OPVC lines to meet the expected demand in the industry?
Must be. We are not a big player, sir. There's nothing ahead now.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Akash from UTI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Sir, all my questions are answered. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Manish Oswal from Nirmal Bang Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I have only one question on the composite cylinder division. We mentioned in the press release that this year was challenging and the performance were below expectation. How do you see the business to perform in F26? And what is the update on this the order from the IOC side? When we can expect this order to come?
Two, three things for the current year. One is BPSL has also floated a tender for four leg pieces. So apart from IOCL, now BPSL is also now coming to market for procuring these composite cylinders. That is a good initiative for our purposes. IOCL is now planning to float a tender for about 1 million pieces, is what we learned from our interactions. And all the oil marketing companies are working for a common size of 14.2 kg cylinder. So if all those things get materialized, then definitely will be a good sign and good year for the division.
So over the medium term, sir, what size of opportunity as a market we can see for Supreme Industries? What is the size of opportunity here?
Right now we have a capacity of only 1 million cylinder.
Okay.
And we don't have any plan to expand as of now. So first, unless we utilize it appropriately, we are not looking for any new expansion.
What is the utilization, sir, right now?
Right now it's hardly 50%.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. My question also relates to composite cylinder. So you have mentioned that performance falling short of expectation. Means, is it the technical operational performance or you are just mentioning here business performance?
This is business performance. Nothing about technical. Everything is well established, well appreciated.
Far superior product.
Okay, far superior product.
Yeah. Because there is no possibility of anybody dying in a blast to burn out. There is no possibility of any death. We hear every year several people die due to the blast in cylinder. Cylinder, there is no blast. It should only burn out. It's not a blast.
So why we are not able to scale this business, although we have a far superior product?
But you ask OMC, Oil Marketing Company, they to decide.
Okay. So our cylinders are pricier, means the cost-wise they are much costlier, means how we compare cost-wise?
Saving life, what is costly? When we say our cylinders save life, then it is costly.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Swati Jhunjhunwala from JM Financial PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Sir, my question is largely broad-based.
Pipe industry in general has been facing headwinds in the last few quarters because of the PVC prices. So looking ahead, are you seeing demand coming up, or are you seeing that that PVC prices will now normalize or go back up, or are you seeing whether Maharashtra will come up with new tenders for Jal Jeevan, since there that is the
about the government policy of tender calling or not calling? But we know very certain that there was huge destocking took place last year, so the destocking had to start. So this year is going to be a good year for plastic piping system business growth.
Right. That is, so do you see that happening anytime soon, the restocking that you anticipated?
We are seeing good demand coming this month also.
Okay. Got it, sure. And any update on Jal Jeevan? Have you seen any pickup yet in any other states, if not Maharashtra? Even if you don't operate there, is there any pickup that you see till now?
Government announced budget proposal 3 times than what they spent last year. Central government has made a provision of 67,000 crore for Jal Jeevan. Last year they spent 22,000 crore.
Right.
We are not a very active player in this business. We are a small player. So Maharashtra, we know that they have not still announced buying piping system for Jal Jeevan. In Maharashtra, they have not still started.
Got it. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Pujan Shah from Molecule Ventures. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up. Just wanted to understand that as per the government direction, they are planning to complete JJM by
2028.
And we are expanding our OPVC lines in 2028. So what we have been envisioning? So we have been planning to open up into new industry segment, which would help to consume that OPVC. So how we have been looking at after 2028?
AI pipe are used for many other applications, for irrigation and sewage pipes. There are many other applications apart from Jal Jeevan. Jal Jeevan started only last 3-4 years before. AI pipe is running for many years already. AI pipe is required by so many municipalities also for replacing the old pipes. They have limited life.
Right, sir. Right. But sir, ultimately, all the demand which has been for the OPVC is from right now is from JJM.
I just wanted to understand. You know better than we don't know. It is coming only from Jal Jeevan. We are not up told like that by anybody.
Got it, sir. And sir, just wanted to clarify on the expansion of lines will be on 2028. So why we are procuring, is it due to the slowdown which has been affecting us to get the lines earlier, or it is just as our strategy to get
that,
into
the... capability in produce machines, that capability, how many machines they can produce every year.
Okay. So that's the challenge. So that's the challenge we have been facing due to that.
Or else we... They have come into us also.
Payment clause.
Convenient to us, after all, we have to put the machine based on the growth, what I can perceive for my company. I don't want to invest money and then keep the asset idle.
Right. Got it, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Samak Jain from Marcellus Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. Just one question. So what would be the CPVC mix in our overall piping business for this fiscal, F25?
Sorry? CPVC mix. This is classified information.
All right, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the follow-up.
Sir, I just wanted to get a sense. So in TV interview today, you mentioned something like 12% volume growth in April. So this was a industry growth you mentioned or a company growth? And secondly, this is a growth due to primary sales or fillings of channel inventory? How should we read it?
No, 12% volume growth. You see, we were in TV interview. He is referring to TV interview today. The volume growth, what we have spoken, what you have spoken.
Yes, we have a country minus degrowth of 6% and we have grown 6%. So we are 12% better than the country. Country has 6% degrowth in plastic piping system by volume last year. And our company grew 6% by volume last year. So based on the country growth, we have grown 12% better than country growth. This is what I told in the TV.
Okay, so you have mentioned something on April sales. How has been the April, you know, demand growing?
April.
April demand is growing.
April is still, eight days to go still. Too early to talk about April. Let the month close down. Too fast, sir.
Understood. Got it. That's it.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Mudit from M3 Investments. Please go ahead.
I just know about the anti-dumping duty status. There was a notification and then it was paused. So where is it at the moment on PVC?
No, the notification is still to come. The DGTR had to issue the final finding. Their provisional finding only came and their final finding is still not come. So we are waiting when the DGTR announce the final finding. Before final finding, nothing is going to happen, so we are waiting.
Right. And was there resistance from CPVC manufacturer in India that they have put a case that
you asked a question from the raw material producer.
No, thanks for the time.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Manish Mahawar from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, just two questions. One, in terms of industry, when you said the industry have declined minus 6 last year and we have grown 6%, what was the industry size total, sir, in terms of tonnage?
Industry?
Yes, sir, industry size.
Plastic pipe sale last year was 4.29 million tons.
4.29, and you are expecting it will grow by 7 to 8% this year, right, sir?
This is normal. If the year is very normal, normally it should grow slightly better than the country GDP growth. The most pessimistic estimate issued up to now is 6.2% GDP growth in the current year. This is the forecast given by the so many experts. So we believe the country grows by 6.2%. The plastic pipe business volume should grow better than country GDP growth. This is our experience of previous years. So it should grow by 7%, 8%, something better than the GDP growth.
Understood, sir. And sir, in terms of this 4.29 million metric tons, what you said in the piping, what is the... Sorry, sir?
4.29 million ton plastic piping system consumed polymers.
Okay, understood. And sir, secondly, in terms of one of the comment you made, consistently there is a 14 or 15 times price have declined for PVC, right? And that led to a destocking in the channel. So do we have any, can you give some sense how the channel inventory at the moment versus the normal?
Channel is a huge channel, but we believe that because such a large destocking, so they have to come back to proper shopping this year for sure. It's a normal business cycle.
Okay, understood. Okay, sure, sir. That's from my side. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Just trying to understand the math, when we say that the industry plastic pipe will grow at 7-8% and we will do a 3-4% higher, so let's say a 12% on the higher side, So last year, FY25, volume is 531,000. If I do a 12%, would comes at around 63,700. And in that, Wavin, if I consider 70% utilization for 9 months, it comes around 38,000. So the on the core front, we would be growing by 25,000 ton, 25,026, which is a kind of a less than a 5%, 4.8%. Which is lower than the 6% of the FY25. So just trying to understand where am I missing?
You are coming so many numbers here, friend. Too many numbers. You are talking company growth. Wavin is a very small capacity. You can see our capacity. Our capacity already is 875,000 tons. Wavin can be 73,000 tons. 73,000 in 9 months, they cannot produce more than 55,000 tons. Normally, you can run only 65% capacity. So which means what that may be only 36,000 ton of Wavin. But we are having volume, we are having based on our company capacity, which is already 8.75 lakh ton of making PVC plastic bag system.
No, his question is, just let me repeat the question to him. Out of 5.31, yeah, if we say 12%, then we reach to 6 lakh.
Which 12%? Last year.
No, no, current year.
And I never told any percent.
No, industry growth is 8-7-8%, and we grow 3-4%.
Then maybe yes, so yes, we will grow to 600,000 tons. Right, okay.
Yeah, so out of which Wavin will add?
Out of 600,000, 25-30,000 will be Wavin.
Yeah, this is what he's trying to.
If Wavin not there also, still I can achieve 600,000.
So, sir, that's what only I wanted to understand. If the Wavin is not there, as you are saying, then this you can achieve a 6 lakh kind of a volume. So with Wavin, so with Wavin, it should be a 6 lakh 35, 6 lakh 40 thousand. So then the growth number.
Yes, yes, it may be.
Yeah. So then the growth number would be a much higher. So that's the only thing wanted to understand. That's the
maybe 13-14%. It depends on how the market demand comes. We are equipped. We can meet the demand of the market.
Okay. Okay. Got it, sir. Got it, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I will now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you very much. We are very thankful to all the investors and the analysts who raised a very intelligent question. We thank all of them for their time and the question raised by them. We thank you. Thank all of them. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Team Dam.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
On behalf of Dam Capital Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.